It's time for high school basketball right here on FullRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Full Recovery Internet Radio. We send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And a pleasant good evening. Welcome from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs and Jeff Vaughn bring you MAC basketball tonight. It's going to be a good one. People starting to roll in here already. Your Fort Recovery Indians take on the Versailles Tigers, two undefeated teams in the MAC, and we'll get it started JV style. And Jeff, this should be a big ball game. Great atmosphere tonight at the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Yeah, it should be a huge game here tonight. A lot of people here. Should be a great environment for a high school game, Jeff.
Getting ready for the junior varsity game. Jeff, you got starters real quick for Fort Recovery. Give them Fort Recovery starters.
Yeah, for Fort Recovery, he's going to be number 3, Ethan Shane, a 6'1 sophomore. Number 14, Cade Wendell, a 5'10 sophomore. 15, Ryan Braun, a 6'3 sophomore. 22, a 6'2 freshman, Peyton Beauty. Number 24, Reese Rogers, a 6'2 sophomore. For Versailles, we have number 10, Kyle Jones, a 5'9 sophomore. Number 14, Carter May, a 6'4 freshman. Number 23, Noah Richard, a 6'1 sophomore. Number 32, Cole Niekamp. And number 33, Sam Bargy.
And you got a little local flavor out there, Carter May, 6'4 freshman. His dad was a pretty good player back in his day from the Fort.
Yeah, that's right. Old Corey's son, and he's going to be along. And looks like Fort Recovery opens in a 2-3 zone.
As he said, Fort Recovery starts zone, and Versailles obviously got the tap. Ball goes inside to Niekamp, up and in with the left hand. So made it look pretty easy there. Just a little too easy there. Big, strong body.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Bronny's got to do a little better job, hold his ground. He let him get around him for an easy 2 points.
Versailles to go man-to-man here. Indians with their first time on offense. Ethan Shane goes down the corner to Cade Wendell. Wendell looking inside for Reese Rogers. He'll swing it back up top to Peyton Judy. Judy's played well of the last 3 or 4 ball games. Goes inside to Wendell. Back outside to Reese Rogers. 3 on the way. No good. Long rebound comes down to Versailles and grabbed by May. He'll get it off to Bargy, and Bargy will bring it across left to right on your radio dial. Versailles Tigers wearing the black, trimmed in orange and white. Your Indians again go in their home whites, trimmed in purple. Indians stay in that 2-3 matchup zone, as Jeff said. 3 ball on the way for Versailles is good by Kyle Jones, and just too easy, Jeff. I mean, 2 possessions and 2 easy baskets.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, in a 2-3 zone, you know, you leave a wide open 3 shooter. You got to contest that and make them bounce a little bit there.
Cade Wendell to Lane, kicks it outside, Peyton Judy. Now he goes down inside to Ethan Shane, and bad angle, ball stolen away by Versailles. Ball comes down the floor to Niekamp, up and gets it in.
Definitely not the start the Indians want to get here, and Coach is going to call a timeout.
30-second timeout for Recovery. They trail 7-0. You're listening to Full Recovery Radio.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Are you trying to stay fit in the new year? Well, we have refreshed our salad bar and soup station to better serve your needs. We have them both available Monday through Saturday. So whether you need a healthy lunch or maybe you want a lighter and quick dinner, we have what you are looking for. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. We've increased your chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary, and every ticket is a winner. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And welcome back. Thanks to Wayne IGA and all of our great sponsors for making Fort Recovery Radio a reality. And Jeff, not at the start that Coach Tony Overton wanted in this junior varsity game.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, getting down 7-0, I'm assuming he probably went zone to probably slow them down, and unfortunately they hit a quick bucket inside and a 3 and then an easy turnover drive. So digging a little hole here early with 5:32 to go in the first.
Ball back in play. Cade Wendell, right to left on your radio dial, crosses the center circle between the rings. He'll catch a ball screen from Ryan Braun. Pick and roll, and Wendell picks up his dribble. He's in trouble, gets it out to Ethan Shane. Shane back down to Wendell on the right wing against Bargy. Gets inside, spins, step through, up and can't get it to go. Tough break, gets it. His own rebound. Wendell strong inside. He'll kick it back outside. Ryan, he'll take it all the way to the rack, up and can't get it to go, but he'll go to the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line. That's a big mouthful to spit out. Once I get it going, I get it. So pretty good drive there by Bronny, though.
Yeah, well, it was a nice job by Ryan to attack the rack and try to get the old-fashioned 2 points here from the foul line.
First free throw up by the sophomore is no good off the back iron. And he'll have one more. If he can split a pair, he can get the Indians on the board. Allen Post inadvertently put the point already on the board, so let's hope that's a premonition of things to come. 7-0 Versailles leads it, and that was almost an air ball. It barely hit the rim. Rebound down to Bargy. So here comes Versailles on the run. Jones down it goes to May inside of Niekamp. Spins it back up and doesn't go. Boy, good rebound there by Ethan Shane. In his catch a break. Here comes Petey Judy.
Right, here's a matchup. I think Petey needs to attack him off the bounce.
Guarded by May, the 6'4 freshman. And I think Judy, again, good battle of two really good freshmen, probably the two best eighth graders last year in the junior high. So let's see him go at it a little bit here. Let's see, Petey needs to be a little more aggressive. Inside it goes to Ethan Shane, up, and he missed the layup. Boy, good offense there. And Shane, the lefty, couldn't get the right angle. Jeff never got it off the glass.
Yeah, nice look. And, you know, he didn't get a real good angle at all on there. So
Jones on the right wing, right in front of full recovery's bench. Flares to Bargy. He almost thought about the three, and now he'll pick up his dribble. He's in trouble. Goes over to May on the left wing, right in front of his grandpa sitting there watching. Proud grandpa. Guy bleeds purple, but who do you think he's rooting for tonight?
I got a feeling he's rooting for the Tigers.
The old grandson, the flare screens are just killing full recovery right now. Bargy could have taken threes if he wanted to. Instead, Jones will take it, and he drills it. 10-0. Again, the Indians need a tourniquet right here. They're down 10-0 in a hurry. Peyton Judy, right wing, looking inside for Braun. Ball almost knocked away by Jones. Shane picks it up, hands it back to Wendell. He'll reset the offense. Cade out on top, guarded by Bargy. Goes to Reese Rogers. Rogers swings it to Peyton Judy. I agree with you. There you go. Judy
That's
gets
what
to the
he
rack.
To do.
And, boy, no call on the looked like a foul from behind, but again, May used his length there, blocked it from behind, but still a good move.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's where Petey needs to attack him off the bounce, definitely.
Ball loose on the deck, picked up by Niekamp, goes inside to May, behind the backboard to Bargy. Three ball out of the corner is long, no good. Run down by May, so they'll keep it. They'll get a second try. Goes to Richard. Richard swings it back up to Jones, and he'll reset it. Jones to Bargy. Catches the ball screen. The flare screen to Jones. He's already got 6 2 made threes. Gets in the lane this time. They're going to call blocking foul on Cade Winside. Kind of a nickel dimer there, Jeff.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't think that was too much one to warrant a foul, but unfortunately, Cade picks up his first. We got a couple subs in. Evan Post and Travis Sutter for Judy and Shane.
Again, Indians will play defense. It looks like they'll play underneath the basket. Goes inside, shot up, and good. So 12-0. Evan Highstand scores. He was the first sub in for Versailles. So, again, the three ball on the way is good. Evan Post right off the bench knocks in a three. That's a big basket, Jeff. Indians were bleeding.
Yeah, definitely. That's one we need to get on the scoreboard here if we get a couple stops and get right back in this thing.
Sutter guards Bargy on the outside. Now goes to Richard. Again, flare screen for Bargy. He comes off the ball screen, gets to the free throw line, picks up his dribble, goes over to Richards. Three ball on the way. No good. Run down by Ryan Braun. So Indians get that stop Jeff was talking about. Now they need to add to the offensive total. Cade Wendell picks up his dribble, goes to Braun, thinks about the three. Now back to Wendell. He will let the three go. Long. And rebound down to May. Indians had a chance to grab it and couldn't do it. Gets it off to Jones. Jones down to Bargy. Bargy picks up his dribble, goes to Jones. Looked like a travel there. No call. Loose on the deck. Ball loose. Picked up by Ryan Braun. So, again, two stops in a row here, Jeff. Indians have got to score and get closer.
Yeah, we need to cash in here.
Travis Sutter. Goes in, ball blocked away. Reese Rogers gets a rebound. Indians will reload. Ryan Braun, top of the key. Nice move there by Brawny up, and he missed the layup. Boy, good move there, Jeff. Just not a very good finish.
Yeah, definitely a good move by Brawny, and just needs to slow down a little bit.
Bargy down for the Tigers. Goes over to May on the left wing. Thinks about the three ball. Now a drive to the hoop. Spins it back. Turn around 8-footer up, and no good. Tough shot there. Good rebound by Evan Post. So he is getting the stops that you're asking for, Jeff, but they've got to cash in on the offensive end.
Yeah, no doubt. We've got three in a row, and we've turned it. Well, we get a foul there on Bargy.
Mm-hmm. That's that nickel dimer return the favor because they called one on Wendell on the other end. Another good point guard matchup, Jeff. We've seen a lot of good point guard matchups this year in junior varsity action against Cade Wendell.
Yeah, there's been some good ones this year. And last year, actually last week, first half was a pretty nice one with a Parkway kid.
Indians will bring it in under their own basket. Reese Rogers will catch it out at the top of the key. He'll reset it to Cade Wendell. Wendell, a minute 15 left here in the first quarter. Indians down 12-3. They were down 12-0 to start this thing off. Swung around to Ethan Shane. Shane looks inside. It goes over to post. He's got the game's only basket for full recovery. Sutter down in the corner. Guarded closely by Jones. He's the passer. He's going to get a five count. That was close.
Yeah, he got away with a travel, but
he didn't get away with it. And, of course, a three ball goes in for post. Peyton Judy will check back into the ball game for Tony Overton. He'll replace Cade Wendell. So Wendell will sit down. 56 seconds left, and Carter May will also check back in for Versailles. So five on the floor for the Indians. Sutter, Rogers, Judy, Post, and Ethan Shane. Sutter closely guarding Bargy down the floor between the rings. The ball pressure here by Travis. Bargy picks up his dribble, top of the key. Goes off on the left wing to Alec Arnes. Arnes to May, thinks about the three, now he'll let it go. No good. Great box out by Sutter. Defensive rebound. 30 seconds left here. Indians need to score. Down comes Sutter. Goes off to Reese Rogers. Big basket. And it's long. No good. Rebound down to Evan Post, though. Post to Judy. Elbow jumper. Good. That's what the Indians needed. You have to get a second try.
Yeah, they took advantage of getting an offensive rebound, and Petey knocked it down for two.
12-5. Last chance here for Versailles. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Down it comes to Niekamp. Goes to May. Catches the back screen. Out it goes to Arnes. Arnes swings it around to Niekamp. Looking inside. Now it goes over to Bargy. Three ball on the way is good at the buzzer. Boy, perfectly executed play, Jeff, and they ran it all the way down and got the last shot.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, Indians had a pretty good last 3 minutes of that quarter, and unfortunately they make a three there. Well-executed play off a double screen.
15-5 after one. We'll be back right after this.
You wake up to a call from work because the alarm didn't go off because an ice-covered tree limb fell on a power line, and you don't have heat, lights, or hot coffee because you didn't get a Generac. But don't worry about that call. It probably won't come because your phone charger won't work either. Now, energy and talk about Generac generators. When the power goes out, and you know it will, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. Jot it down Wednesday through Saturday, February 17th to the 20th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are 10 to 20% off. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And if you want to save time, pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, February 17th to the 20th. Stop in and save.
And welcome back to the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, MAC basketball. Indians struggling in that first quarter, Jeff. They got themselves in a 12-0 hole and find themselves down by 10 at the quarter.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like I said, we held them the last 3 minutes till they made that three. And unfortunately, we dug that hole early, and it's going to be off. Versailles going to stay with the Indians here.
So full recovery gets the first possession of the second quarter. Evan Post, Ethan Shane, Peyton Judy, Ryan Braun, and Cade Wendell. Post will trigger it in. Having trouble. Gets it into Braun. Right in front of the frame. Goes back out to Wendell. Wendell reset the offense. Goes over to Braun. Thinks about the three. Catches the ball screen. In the lane he goes to Post. Ball screen by Braun. Goes to Wendell. Wendell drives. Spins. Steps through. Up and can't get it to go. Great move. Just can't finish it. But he'll run down the offensive rebound. Great job there. Good hustle by Cade. Showed you some athleticism, Jeff, but that's a shot he's got to make. Nice little step through.
Yeah, he had a nice little pull-up step through there. And way hustled him down and got the rebound, threw it off the Versailles kid. So
Post will inbounds. Comes into Shane. Swings it back out to Peyton Judy. Back to Post. Right in front of Versailles bench, up on top to Wendell. He'll swing it all the way around to Peyton Judy. And they'll, again, reset the offense. Good movement here. Big basket here. Can it go? Wendell, nope. Open three.
That's a travel.
Yep. Two Versailles guys ran into each other. Good call. Richard with the rebound. And Niekamp ran into him and about knocked him down. So Indians will get another chance to reload here. Third try for the Indians. Post will bring it in. Goes into Braun at the top of the key. Ryan thinks about the three, goes over to post. He loaded it, thought about it again. Now he'll swing it to Peyton Judy. Judy, he'll let the three ball go. No good. And can the Indians run it down? Yes, they can. Ryan Braun, he'll get another shot. This is the fourth opportunity. Indians need to score here. Post, three ball, no good. Rebound, Peyton Judy. Five shots here. Go strong, Petey. Up, and he'll be fouled. So we'll pick up May. We'll pick up the foul. And I mean, every time you get five shots, you have good things are going to happen.
Yeah, no doubt. We did a good job hitting offensive glass there, and Petey got another one and took it up strong and got fouled.
A huge win by the Lady Indians last night, Jeff. And I remember one possession, Versailles had four shots, and they finally scored on the fourth one. But for the most part, all night long, your girls did a great job giving up one shot per possession.
Yeah, girls played pretty well. You know, we had a few lapses here and there, but overall, great win when you can go on the road and win it. Program that's been a perennial powerhouse in the MAC and state finalists about every year, it seems like. So great win by the ladies last night.
Judy splits a pair, so Gee's got 3 points, cuts the lead to 9, 15 to 6. Versailles leads it. Almost ran through a passing lane there to Judy. Went to May, back over to Niekamp to Margie. Thinks about the three right in front of Tony Overton. He'll swing it back up on the left hand dribble between the rings. Over he goes to Richard. Ball loose on the deck. He picks it up. Flare screen again. Margie wide open. He'll drive the hoop. Puts it up. Short. Missed it. And can the Indians get the rebound? Yes, they can. Ethan Shane. He'll go to Cade Wendell. Well, here comes Wendell. On the left-hand dribble, crossover, gets in the lane, pull-up, five-footer, no good. Boy, great move by Wendell, Jeff, and he just can't finish.
Yeah, he's getting some great looks and can't finish anything, unfortunately, tonight.
Again, continue to get those shots and good things will happen. Get your stops on this end. Indians have done a better job. Richard back out on top to Bargie. Bargie goes over to Jones. He's knocked in two threes already in the first quarter. Another flare screen. And he's doing a better job getting over that flare screen. They do a better job over the ball screen this time, though, and knocked in by Bargie. So just too easy there, just a simple ball screen, Jeff.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, Petey's got to move his feet, get around there, and do a better job contesting that.
Lead back to 11 for the Tigers, 17-6. Wendell picks up his dribble, goes over to Peyton Judy. Judy back up top to Braun. Good cut by Evan Post, up, and he got the roll. He deserved that one, Jeff. That was a really nice cut from the weak side.
Yeah, Evan did a nice job making a little curl cut down the lane, and easy layup.
Evan Post has 5 points. He's the game's leading scorer for Fort Recovery, 17-8. Indians need to find a way to trim this thing below 9. It's as close as they've been all night. Ball goes inside to May. Loose on the deck of travel. Good call, Jeff. They're going to get May for the spinorama inside, and good job by Evan Post. He'll check out, and well-deserved hand he gets. Ethan Shane sits down. Reese Rogers in, and Clayton Pearson in for the first time. Theme for tonight is superhero, Jeff. Got a lot of superheroes walking in here. Everybody with their Superman shirts on, Batman shirts. Going to be a nice crowd here at the Fortside Fieldhouse for a big MAC tilt tonight. Brian Braun, left wing, Reese Rogers. Peyton Judy off the ball screen. Swings it back up to Wendell. Good matchup here. Cade goes to the corner to Pearson. Three ball on the way. Bang. That's a good play there. Indians climbing back in this thing, Jeff.
Yeah, definitely. You know, big bucket there for the Indians, and we're only down 6.
Close as the Indians have been. Looking to get a little bit of a half-court trap there. And now Versailles gets through, and they'll reset it. Goes over to Richard, almost a travel. Goes up top, flare screen to Bargie, guarded by Pearson. Indians got to do a better job talking through the ball screens here. 3 seconds, good call there. And get the big fella inside, never leaving the lane, so turnover on Versailles. Indians getting closer, Jeff.
Yeah, definitely opportunity here, and after building a big hole, 12-0, I think, you know, we're chipping back in this thing.
The Indians have gotten some good shots that haven't gone in, so they could easily be closer than the 6 they're down. 3:19 left here in the first half. The Indians trail 12-0 before they finally scored. Pearson, left wing, kicks it over to Braun. Braun down to Judy in the right wing. Deep corner, goes into Wendell. Wendell, nice little dribble drop up off the glass. Can't get it to go. Boy, another great shot. And here comes Bargie in transition. Ball knocked away from behind by Wendell. So, Cade's gotten a ton of good looks, Jeff. He's got to start cashing in.
Yeah, right now I think he's gotten probably about 0-6, and he's had some great looks and just can't get any rolls. He needs something good to happen here.
And Versailles on the offensive tack. Bargie Indians drop back a little 2-3 this time, Jeff.
Yeah, we'll see what happened here. They started the game out in that, and they kind of got burned early, so hopefully we do a better. Whoa, got lucky.
There you go. Good look by Bargy inside, but down underneath 30, Evan Heistat wasn't paying attention, so the ball goes out of bounds, off for sale, so Indians got a chance to cut into this six-point deficit. 2 minutes and 30 seconds left here in the first half. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. We'll have the varsity game after this one's over. We'll be joined by Brian Patch. Free ball on the way. Reese Rogers. Boy, good look there, Jeff. That's one that's halfway down.
Yeah, definitely. That's a shot that Reese normally knocks down.
Versailles having some trouble in the backcourt. They get it across. It's Jones. And boy, they're going to call again touch foul on Ryan Braun.
It's going to be his first, I believe. May's going to return to the lineup along with Richard for Versailles.
Niekamp will sit down along with Bargy. Second team foul on full recovery. As Chid, Braun's first. He'll stay in the matchup zone here. Swinging all the way around the perimeter it goes. In comes Jones right in front of Tony Overton. He's knocked down two threes in the first quarter. Arns on top, run through the passing lane. It's Peyton Judy. Oh, my goodness. That's the greatest eyes in the world right there. Yeah.
Nice play by PD to jump the passing lane there.
Don Wertkamp over in the front row. If you're a full recovery Indian, you know that guy. He said he's yelling, you sure about that? But didn't do too much complaining, so must have been the right call. Now Jones assumes the point guard role against Cade Wendell. Wendell putting hard pressure on, goes to May, down the corner to Arns. Here comes a back screen.
It's going to be a down screen for a cross screen here and a double.
That's a travel. No call. Jones steps through. Goes up and Heistat missed it. Rebound down to Braun. Going to be a foul from behind on May. So he didn't catch a break there, Jeff.
Yeah, they did. I thought Reese Rogers fouled right there and they didn't call it. So
both teams have missed some shots in the lane. Indians down 12-0 to start this thing, and they've actually cut it back to six and have had the ball two possessions in a row down six. 1:34 left here in the first half. Cade Wendell, right to left, he travels across the timeline on the left-hand dribble. He'll go over to Peyton Judy, running trap there. Now goes to Wendell, swinging around, wide open if they can get it. Rogers, elbow jumper, no good, run down by Wendell. Indians getting a lot of second tries here. Let's see if they can cash in. Judy, top of the key. In the lane he goes, he's taken to the ground. No call. I mean, how do you not call a foul there?
Yeah, a lot of body contact there, and then we give up a layup on the other end.
So down underneath, Heistat scores the layup. 19-11, full recovery trails. Back to 8, 55 seconds left here in the quarter. Indians need a basket and a stop before they go to the locker room. Pearson, hard drive on the right hand, kicks it back out to Wendell. Three ball on the way, no good, off the back iron. But Pearson
another
gets a rebound. Down inside he goes, and he turned it over. Probably need to try to score that one.
Yeah, right there, he left his feet to make a pass, and nothing ever good happens when you do that.
Jones down in the corner, taken away by Ryan Braun. So here come the Indians. They've got 30 seconds left. See if they can get the last one. Braun across the timeline goes over to Reese Rogers. Rogers looking inside, goes to Pearson. Clayton, step back. Now he'll go over to Wendell. 20 seconds left. We'll see if the Indians will take the last one. Wendell back out to Pearson. Might as well back it up now and get the last one. Braun out by the volleyball line. Resets the offense. That's a foul, no call. Wendell over to Judy. Three ball on the way with 7 seconds. No good. And it's going to be Versailles. They've got 3 seconds if they can get it down the court. Down it comes. Wow. Shot up at the buzzer. Good. That's about as good as you can do it, Jeff. I mean, Indians shot it too soon, and it cost them another basket.
Yeah, no doubt. And it was a poor effort getting back by the Indians there, you know. Unfortunately, we didn't shoot the ball real well that first half at all.
Man, the disappointing part there was you held it for 55 seconds. You might as well held it for five more and taking the last shot. And Judy took the shot with 8 seconds left. It was long rebounded. Amber Sales cashed in. 21-11 is the halftime score. We'll take a timeout and be back. We'll have stats when we get back. You're listening to Full Recovery Radio.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the task you do without sacrificing comfort. That's being called New Holland Smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower. Two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat-deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors, mulch, topsoil. Great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is your out there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business. Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his phone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And welcome back to halftime. Jeff Hobbs and Jeff Vaughn. Vaughn jumped down. He's going to talk to Coach Guggenbiller, get you some pregame. So we'll give you some stats from the halftime. Again, not a great offensive output for the Indians. As Vaughn said before he went to the break, Indians in the first half, 4 of 21 from the field. Yikes. 19%. They go 2 of 10 behind the arc for 20%. 1 of 4 from the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line for 25% shooting. So the shooting was horrific for the Indians in the first half. On the other side of the ledger for Versailles, they went 9 of 16 for 56%, 3 of 6 from behind the arc for 50%, did not make it to the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line. But again, Indians probably could be in a deeper hole if they hadn't played some pretty decent defense and turned over the Tigers 6 times tonight in the first half. Indians turned over 4 times. Rebound battle won by the Indians. Again, they go 14 to 11 in rebounds. And again, they got 3 offensive rebounds from Cade Wendell. They had one opportunity where they had 5 shots on a possession and did not score tonight. So Indians trailed 15 to 5 at the end of 1 after a 12-0 hole started this thing out. Again, Indians go 6-6 in the second quarter for a tie to have that 10-point deficit that they are in right now at 21 to 11. Scoring for Fort Recovery, 5 points for Evan Post, and he came in off the bench and knocked in a 3 and got the Indians going when they were down 12-0. He has 5 points, 3 points for Clayton Pearson. He also came in off the bench and scored a basket, and Peyton Judy, the only starter to score for Coach Tony Overton, he has 3 points on a field goal and a free throw. Rebounding wise, again, as we said, Judy is the leading rebounder. He's got 3, and Cade Wendell also has 3. For Fort Recovery. On the other side of the ledger, point-wise, Evan Heistad has 6. Also, you have 6 for Kyle Jones, both on 3-point baskets, and so they have a total of 21 tonight. So it's 21-11, Fort Recovery trails. Still in this thing. They got it as close as 6 and had the ball about 5 times in a row, down by 6, and could not find a way to get much closer. So, again, we'll see Coach O, what he does in the halftime locker room. Nice crowd here at the Fort Side Fieldhouse, as expected tonight. Versailles Tigers in town, the undefeated in the MACs Versailles Tigers. And again, this is for supremacy in the league right now. Again, Indians undefeated and Versailles undefeated. So looking forward to a great MAC battle tonight here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Great crowd on hand. Filing in here early, and again, student crowd, as you would expect here at Full Recovery. We'll take a timeout to get ready for some second half action after this.
Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. At our office, we understand that when you're sick, you're sick, and not everyone can miss work to get it checked out. So we offer evening and weekend hours in addition to our traditional daytime hours. We also understand that high deductibles can take a chunk out of your family's budget. So use your health savings account to get the most out of your health care dollar. Let our office be your family's first choice for their health care needs. Wishing our athletes a successful basketball season. Go Indians!
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk, get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So visit Kalp Pharmacy locations in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Tinman's in downtown Fort Recovery has been serving lunch specials for over 17 years. A homemade lunch at the right price of just $5.25. Specials include Mystery Monday, meatloaf and twice baked potatoes on Tuesday, roasted chicken on Wednesdays, lasagna on Thursdays, and our half pound cheeseburger basket on Fridays and Saturdays. If you haven't heard, we have an endless soup and salad bar offered on Fridays at just $4.95. Get your fill without breaking the bank. Can't get out of the office for lunch? Call in and we can have your order ready for pickup in no time. When you're hungry, think Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hastings Auto Sales is now under new ownership, but not with a new face. Carl is working on retiring, and Harold and Kim Feely are the new owners. Harold has over 30 years of automotive experience. 20 of those are at Hastings Auto Sales. So the same trusted name, the same high-quality used vehicles, the same professional vehicle repairs, just a new owner, so Carl can finally slow down a little after 40-plus years in the auto repair and sales business. Stop by and check out their selection of used vehicles, and if your current vehicle needs some attention or just an oil change, call for an appointment at 375-4617. Hastings Auto Sales. Nothing's changed but the owners. It's still the same great professional service you've trusted for 40 years.
And welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery junior varsity action right now. Indians in a hole at halftime, 21-11. Again, don't forget about the Community Fish Club Fish Fry, and that's Fort Recovery Community Club's 8th annual Fish Fry. Sportsman's Club on St. Peter's Road Saturday. That's next Saturday, January 23rd, 8 to 4 p.m. You can eat fish, coleslaw, baked beans, much more, with hot dogs available for kids. Tickets available at the door. Only $7.50 for adults, $5 for kids 10 and under. Carryouts are always available, so support the Community Club Fish Fry. Go get some good food, and they'll take good care of you. Again, that money all goes to a great cause. They put it back to use for kids in Fort Recovery. Again, after the game tonight, if you've got nothing to do, get over to Miracle Lanes. Give Corey and Jared a call, and you can stop by and pick it up on your way home if you want to. 375-4274. Perfect place for parties, and they can reserve lanes. 150 beers after the game tonight. Food, fun, and friends. Corey and Jared, Miracle Lanes, 375-4274. Back to action we go here in the second half. Versailles will get the ball to start the half with a 21-11 lead. Indians come out in the man-to-man this time. Bargie looks like starters for both teams. He thinks about the three, now looking inside for May. He'll swing it over to Jones. Jones guarded by Cade Wendell. Back it goes to Bargie. Actually, take that back. Evan Post gets the start for Tony Overton. Post came in off the bench and did a good job. Ball goes up. Jones, just too easy, gets all the way to the rack and lays it in. Kyle Jones has 8 points, and the lead balloons back to a dozen at 23-11. Reese Rogers yet to score in the first half, and Rogers has been good for Tony Overton, especially shooting the three over the last handful of ball games. Wendell over to Braun on the left wing. Back up to Rogers. Three ball on the way. and just off the back iron. And well, Reese is just a tick off right now. I tell you what, every shot that he shoots looks like it's going in, and he just left it off the back iron. So Cade Wendell will get a foul on the rebound. Wendell's second foul. Indians down 23-11. Waiting on Jeff. He'll be back here interviewing the coach right now for our pregame show. 6:06 left here in the Kurt Rammel hands us some season stats here. We say thanks to Kurt. Does a great job as the athletic director. May, long three, left it short on the front of the rim. Ball tipped away, and it will stay with Versailles. They'll get another chance. It goes to Jones. Reset it back out to Bargy out by the half-court line. He'll go over to Richard on the right wing, looking inside for May. Brings it back up top to Bargy, looking for Niekamp. Step back, and good pressure there. It goes into Niekamp. He'll have to save it. Can he save it back in? Yes, he does. Throws it right back into Bargy. Guarded by Post. Bargy in the lane. Elbow jumper. Pull up, and no good. Rebound down to Reese Rogers. So good defensive rebound there by Rogers. He'll push it. Left to right he goes. Hands it off to Evan Post. Post thinks about the three ball. He made a three in the first half. Goes to Cade Wendell. Wendell in the lane. Kicks it back out to Braun. Over to Rogers. Down to Shane in the left corner. Back up to Rogers. Thinks about the three. Up it goes. No good. Air ball. Wendell saves it in off of Niekamp. So good effort there by Cade Wendell. And saves the ball inbounds. And Indians will get a second try. There's my partner. He's back with his interviewing skills. So see how he handled that. And getting back here in action. Indians again trailing by a dozen. Only one basket here in the third quarter. And that was by Versailles on a driving lane. Layup by Jones, who on steals it away. And so far, not so good, Vonnie. We have not looked much better offensively than we did to start the last half.
Yeah, that's what it looks like here. I heard a couple big buckets given up early on.
So swing it back out to Bargy, and he'll reset the offense, guarded by Cade Wendell. Goes over to May, the big freshman, yet to score here. Ball wild shot thrown up by Richard. No good, and the ball will be run down by Post. Can he pick it up? Yes, he can. And the ball's tipped out of bounds off for Sales. And so two Indian subs, CP, Clayton Pearson will come in, and Peyton Judy. Indian varsity walks in front of us. They'll go get dressed right now, and I'm sure they'll get a hand as they walk off as normal here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse as they walk under the home basket. Cade Wendell, left to right on your radio dial, crosses midcourt, 23-11. Indians in a 12-point hole. Peyton Judy, left wing. Looking inside for Braun. Now swings it back up to Clayton Pearson. The freshman swings it around to Cade Wendell. Wendell, good spin move, step through. Oh, now he'll throw it behind Peyton Judy, but Pearson will run it down. So Indians will get another shot here. Pearson to the elbow. Out to Braun. Three ball on the way. Bang. Big basket there. Indians need a basket, and they get it from Braun. Give Clayton Pearson the assist. Nice play there, Jeff. He broke him down off the dribble and kicked it to Braun.
Yeah, nice job, and Ryan knocked down the three. Need to get a bunch of stops here.
Yep, well, you called for that in the second quarter, and they got about four or five in a row, but they
never
score offensive end.
On it.
Inside it goes to Niekamp. Shot up. Boy, that's a tough call there. And the one thing about Smoke Niekamp, he's not going to be accused of not being physical. He'll get in there, and he'll root around and bang.
Is he a sophomore?
He's a sophomore. So, Trevor Vaughn will check in for the first time, the 6'4" sophomore. He'll get Ethan Shane. Versailles triggered in under their own basket. In it comes to Bargy. He'll reset the offense, guarded closely by Clayton Pearson.
Looks like the Indians are going to be in a 2-3 zone here.
And again, and that's where the Indians started. They went 5-0 in a hurry. They were down a 3-point basket and a two. Ball tipped away by Judy, almost stolen. Now it's Bargy. Gets the free throw line. Inside it goes to May. May almost traveled. Now spins it back to Bargy. In the lane he goes. Five-footer up and no good. Rattled out. And Vaughn couldn't grab the rebound. Now Wendell has it. So Indians get the stop. There's one that you're asking for, Jeff. Now come down here and score this thing. Get closer. Wendell in the lane. Steps through. Got to be a foul. No call there. All kinds of contact.
Yeah, Cade, definitely. Cade tracks it down. Good hustle play out of bounds on Cade.
Maybe just a smidge out of control was Wendell. But, again, I thought there was a lot of contact there and no call.
Yeah, it definitely looked like it. Cade got knocked off balance. Looks like Coach Overton wants a timeout here, a full.
So we'll take one with him. Indians down 9. We'll be back to the Forsyth Fieldhouse right after this.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. The holidays have flown by for us, and now we are ready to get back to some regular schedules. We are starting this year off with some great deals to help everyone's budget. Stop by to check out our Markdown Madness. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. We have increased your chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary, and every ticket is a winner. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in Historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors. Mulch, topsoil, great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. And out of the Indian timeout. That's the second timeout for Tony Overton. He'll have three left. Indians trail by nine. Versailles has the ball under their own basket. Ball comes inbounds to Arnes. Swings it back up. Indians in that matchup, 2-3 zone. Bargy, he'll reset the offense. Goes over to Richard on the left wing. Back up to Bargy.
What was that?
Wow. That's a game changer right there. Wendell's third foul, and you talk about nickel dime.
I didn't see that one at all. What did he do?
I said he reached in and hacked. Jones checks back in for Alex Arnes. Ball comes in bounds to Bargy, and Coach Tony Overton will lead Cade out there with his three fouls. So 2:40 left here in the third quarter. Bargy thinks about the three. Now he'll take it. And no good. Short off the rim. And a rim run down by Jones. Shot up and no good. Ball tipped in and grabbed by Peyton Judy this time. So Indians catch a break there. Versailles gets two shots. Down by nine. Here's Pearson in transition. Gets in the lane. Runner up off the glass. No good. Run down by Brian Braun. Out to Petey Judy. Three ball one time. No good. Trevor Vaughn, offensive rebound.
There you go.
That's what you do, big fella. Well done. Trevor Vaughn on the offensive glass. And so the Indians hammer the glass. And they'll get a third try this time.
I'll tell you, one thing we have done is rebounded pretty well on the offensive end.
Yeah, we actually out-rebounded in the first half.
We had eight offensive boards. Unfortunately, not a whole lot to show for it.
Inbounds, Pearson trying to get it in, struggling out to Judy. Ball tipped away by Jones. Can he save it? Yes, he can. But go over, shot up and in by Bargy. So Indians basically give another basket away.
That right there is a killer turnover just from the fact that it's out in the front court and no defense back to help you.
25-14, Indians back to double digits behind at 11. Cade Wendell over to Peyton Judy. Inside it goes to Pearson. Out to Wendell. Thinks about the three. Now he goes to Vaughn at the elbow. Swung over to Braun. Braun back to Wendell right in front of the Indian bench. Use the ball screen. In the lane he goes. Shot up. No call. Tipped out. Three ball on the way. Judy needs a basket and can't get it. Run down by Wendell.
Nice hustle by Cade there.
Wendell in the lane. Strong up and will go.
Got to count it. Bucket.
I think they're going to say, did it go in? Not. They're going to.
Oh,
he did count
the
basket. How about that?
Coach Overton's calling out inbounds play.
Yeah.
So
one shot.
We'll take it.
We need
a continuation.
We need everything we can get. Cade Wendell gets a basket, his first basket of the game, and he's had a lot of really good shots and hasn't been able to get anything to show for it. So he gets a nice little help there from the official. Shot up and good by Wendell. So
maybe that'll get him going.
Absolutely. 3-point play there by Wendell, the old-fashioned way. Let's see if he can play without fouling. He's got three. He's guarding Bargy closely. Don't touch anybody here, Cade. In the lane it goes, Bargy. He's still in the lane. 3 seconds. Get him out of the lane. Now he gets rid of it. Out to Jones. Travis Sutter will check in at the next break. Most likely coming for Wendell. Inside it goes to Niekamp. Braun holds his own ground. Does a great job. Rebound the basketball. Up and got it. Boy, that's a huge stick back there by Heistad. Heistad. Get that pronunciation right. Back to 10 it goes. 27-17. Indians need another break. Look inside. Give it to the big fella. Not now. He's not open now. Instead, we turn it over. So had a chance to throw it inside. Trevor Vaughn posted up inside and had a chance to get in the ball and didn't do it.
He's getting pretty good position in there, actually, and not looking at it at this point. Indians need to get another stop here and try to cut this thing to single digits.
Cade Wendell will check out with his three personal fouls. In his 5'9" junior, Travis Sutter. Sutter played in the first half. Getting after defensively, closely guarding Bargy. Look for the back door. It goes to Jones, over guarded by Pearson. Jones on the right wing looks inside for Niekamp. Niekamp guarded by Braun. Now looking inside for May. Swung over to Bargy. Back to May in the corner. Kicks it back up to Bargy. Bargy on the right wing. He'll go to Niekamp. Thinks about the long two. Now he's going to get all the way to the rack and lay it up and in. Just too easy there, Jeff.
No doubt about it. Nice, pretty good, strong move there by the young man.
Yeah, Indians in trouble. Back to a dozen down. They've gotten it as close as seven again after being down by six in the first half. Braun, left wing. You're going to call a reach-in foul there on Niekamp. And probably the right call. Some of the nickel dimers they've called on the Indians here in the first two quarters and a half. So third team foul on Versailles. Indians need a basket here in a 8 seconds left in the quarter. In it comes to Braun. Step back three one time.
Boom. There you go.
Bang, he got it.
Get up here.
5, 4, 3, 2. Play without foul. Blocked by Travis Sutter at the buzzer. Yeah, Indians do something. They need a basket. They get it back to single digits. 29-20. 7 minutes left. We'll take a timeout. Be back with fourth quarter action from the Fortside Fieldhouse after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixes are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs. Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. Tractor or self-contained hydraulics provide smooth operation and maximum power. A large oil reservoir dissipates heat, decreasing fluid temperature to maximize tractor horsepower. For a superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway. For more information, see K&L Tractor today.
And welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. If you need a haircut next week, give my good buddy Kenny Tenn a call at 10 Stiffs Barbershop here in Fort Recovery. He's at 110 West Butler. Kenny has walk-ins on weekday mornings from 8 until 11, and appointments the rest of the day and all day on Saturday. Give Kenny Tenn at 10 Stiffs Barbershop a call. The Barber of the Stars, 3.375-2872. Proud sponsor of Fort Recovery Athletics. Jeff, Indians need to get have a nice little run here at the beginning of the fourth to get back in this thing.
We definitely got to get some scores here in a hurry and get stops. And we just got to be real efficient on offense when we do get stops.
So back into the ball game is Reese Rogers. So five on the floor, Clayton Pearson, Ryan Braun hit the three right at the buzzer. Reese Rogers, Travis Sutter, and I think that's it. There's my five. So Ryan Braun, top of the key, catch the ball screen from Pearson. Goes down the corner to Judy. Inside it goes to Reese Rogers. He kicks it over, almost loses it, runs it back down. Rogers to Sutter at the top of the key. Thinks about the three. Now he goes to Rogers. Down the corner to Pearson. And it's a little stagnant on offense. Pearson drives, gets in the lane, ball knocked away from him. Up, he little Euro move, and he couldn't get the layup. Well, if Indians make the layup, now Pearson gets the steal, gets it back to Judy. How about a one time here? Up and good. Boy, great effort there by Clayton Pearson.
Yeah, no doubt. Clayton just make a hustle play and kept it alive for the Indians, and a nice little finish by Petey.
Lead back to seven. Indians about as close as they've been in a long time. They cut it to six.
That was a carry right in front of them.
Yep, ball goes over to May on the right wing. And they're going to call Petey Judy for the foul. A little reach-in action there. And a little aggressiveness, but hey, that never hurt anybody.
No doubt, I agree.
Total accidental. Got May a little bit high, but fourth team foul. First on Peyton Judy. Versailles will inbound it on the side. And it comes to Bargy in the corner. Kicks it out over the top of May. And that's a long guy to throw it over his head.
Yeah, no doubt. So there's our stop we need here and get a score.
How about a three ball down here? 29-22. The official talked to Peyton Judy, and he says, hey, it was an accident. Didn't mean to hit him that hard. In it comes to Judy. He'll bring it across the timeline. 5:55 left in the fourth quarter. Indians need another basket. Judy to Braun. Same shot he just made.
Yeah.
Does it again. Ryan Braun. Here come the Indians. Two straight threes. Braun's got nine. He's the game's leading scorer.
He's got three threes? Is that what he...
Yep. Closest the Indians have been in a long time at 29-25. Need another stop. 5.5 minutes left. In it goes to Niekamp. Ball tipped out away to Jones. Guarded closely by Pearson. Jones gets in the lane. Runner up off the glass. No good. Great box out by Reese. Oh!
Wow.
Ball. Boy. Looked like a foul on Richard from behind.
That or a no call and back the other way to the Indians.
So Versailles will keep it on the held ball. Indians needed that stop. They forced a tough shot. Inside it comes to Niekamp.
See the ball. Reached in.
Richard, 15-foot jumper, good. Boy, there's the killer right there. Again, you got it. You look like you got the stop you needed, but here come the Indians. Down 6, 31-25, 5:15 left here in the fourth quarter. Peyton Judy in the lane. He goes step back free throw. I thought he got hit on the arm there, and so did Coach Tony Overton. No good. Rebound down to Bargy. So here comes Versailles trying to build back their lead. Indians were down just by 4 a minute ago. It's 6 right now. 5 minutes left. Ball goes to Bargy on the right wing. Catches a ball screen from May. Now he'll dribble back up top and he'll reset it. Sutter, hard ball pressure to Jones. Uses the ball screen. Jones, the top of the key, over to Bargy, right in front of his home bench. Bargy all the way to the rack and lays it up and in. No help side that time, Jeff.
No, they pretty much hung Travis out to dry there, and a really nice move by Bargy.
Down it comes, Sutter in the corner. Indians need a score here. Back to 8. They added to 4.
They
one time, Reese Rogers. Bang.
There we go.
Reese Rogers, first basket of the game. Indians have gotten hot from behind the arc. Back to 5. 33-28. 4:20 left. Sutter closely guarding Bargy. In the lane he goes. Kicks it back out to Niekamp. He doesn't want to shoot it. He goes closer to the basket. Missed it. No good. Rebound down to Jones. Throws up a wild shot and it goes in. Well, right now, the Indians haven't gotten the stops. They needed, Jeff, the 2 straight second-chance points for Versailles.
We've definitely been getting a few three-pointers, but we're giving them up at the other end.
Three ball by Sutter's no good. Rebound down to Richard. So, Indians still got plenty of time left. 3:45 left here. They trail by 7, 35-28. Ball goes over to Jones. Jones is the game's leading scorer now with 10. Inside it goes to Niekamp. Step through. Missed a layup. And rebound by Braun.
Who they going to call that on? Hopefully, May.
Yeah, they're going to call that on Niekamp. So, Indians catch a break there. Peyton Judy will check out along with Clayton Pearson. Back in is Ethan Shane and Cade Wendell. Wendell was saddled with 3 fouls and has sat on the bench here for the first half of this fourth quarter. Here comes Cade across the timeline, left to right. Catches a ball screen from Ryan Braun. Looking inside for Braun. Back it goes to Shane. Over to Sutter. Sutter looking inside for Braun. Swung it back out the top of the key. Braun's knocked down his last 2 shots. Ethan Shane goes up to Rogers, top of the key. Sutter gets himself closer. Kick it back. Shot up off the glass and in.
Nice little kiss off the backboard.
Nice shot by Travis Sutter. Sutter's first basket of the game. Indians within 5. And they can't got, there's foul number 4 on Cade Wendell. So he's out there all of about 45 seconds before he picks up his 4th foul.
Just not a real smart foul there. 35, 40 feet away from the bucket. And you got 3 on. You just have to be smarter than that.
So Cade picks up his 4th. He'll stay in the game. Team foul number 5 on the Indians. 3:03 left here from the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn. We'll be joined by Brian Patch for the varsity game after this one's over. Again, great MAC battle tonight between the Tigers and the Indians. Jones, long 2 on the way. No good. Rebound down to Niekamp. Up and in. So every time the Indians need to stop, Jeff, they are not rebounding on the defensive glass.
Yeah, no doubt. We missed a check out there, and Niekamp's cashed in a couple times now on the offensive glass.
Lead is back to 7. Sutter right in front of Tony Overton to Rogers. 3 ball on the way. No good off the back iron. Braun tries to tip it out and run. Richard down the floor. He goes to Niekamp. Niekamp over to May, and he turns it over almost. Ball up and no good. Run down by Reese Rogers. So Indians catch a break. Here comes Reese in transition and almost lost it. The ball stay with the Indians on the sideline. Evan Post checks back in. He'll give Reese Rogers a break. 2:18 left here. 37-30. Indians still have 3 timeouts. Versailles has all 5. Cade Wendell, left wing, goes to Sutter. Sutter off to Evan Post. Post, 3 ball on the way, short on the rim. Left it. They almost got tipped away. Rebound down to Versailles. Here comes Bargy. 2 minutes left. 37-30. Ball pressure. Jones, right wing. Catch a ball screen from Niekamp. Skipped over to Bargy. Thinks about the 3. Now he'll use a ball screen. Step back. Cade Wendell. Again, got to be careful. He's got 4 personal fouls. Jones running in the lane. Spins nice up. Shot up wild off the glass. Guy Indians got to get it. And they get it. Ethan Shane. He's a pretty good player, though, Jeff. I like some of his moves.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt about it. He'll be a pretty good basketball player.
Coach Tony Overton says timeout, so we'll take one with him. 37-30. A minute 37 left here from the Fort Sight Fieldhouse.
Do you have an upcoming special occasion, large group meeting, family gathering, or any type of get-together? If so, and no matter the occasion, call Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery and allow us to fill all your catering needs. We strive to give you excellent food and at an affordable price. Food is the center of when we gather to celebrate. Let Tin Man's help in making those meals ones you will enjoy and let us do the work for you. That's Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery, offering catering services to fit any needs.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
And welcome back for the final 137, the junior varsity game. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. Indians trailing it by 7. They've trailed the entire way. They were down 12-0 to start this thing. They've gotten it as close as 4 a couple times. Right now they're down 7 with the ball. Clayton Pearson will bring it inbounds. He comes, throws in the backcourt to Cade Wendell. Wendell will set the offense. He'll catch a ball screen from Ryan Braun. Inside it goes to Clayton Pearson. Good set play, and Pearson loses control of the basketball. But Richard was out of bounds, so Indians get a break there. Nice set play, Jeff. Pearson just got the ball tipped away.
Lost the handle on it, and fortunately for the Indians, we get it back.
Ryan Braun. Inbounds to the top of the key. Goes to Peyton Judy. He'll use the ball screen. It's in the lane, a little step back. Now ball tipped, and he'll go out of bounds again. So 1:19 left. Indians need to get something going here. 37-30, they trail it. Peyton Judy will bring the ball in from his right at half court on the other side. In comes to Judy. He'll get all the way to the glass, up, and can't get it to go. Need to use the glass there and try to get it all the way in. May, down the floor he comes. Guarded closely by Braun. Takes it hard to the hole, puts it up, missed it. Rebound down to Peyton Judy. Here comes Cade Wendell. And how about an and one time?
Up. Get in there.
He missed the layup. Boy, Cade.
He's really had a rough night.
And he's down transition. Need to get something done here. And again, probably going to have to start fouling now.
Especially when you only got 5 team fouls.
There's team foul number 6 on Evan Post. Fouls Bargey. It's going to take probably a miracle here now. 51.4 seconds left, down by 7. And Indians have had a few opportunities. Rogers checks back in. He will get Peyton Judy. Sutter in. He'll get Evan Post. Not sure why he wouldn't sub for Cade Wendell. Wendell's got 4 fouls, so he fouls, he's gone, but can't really worry about it much now. 48 seconds left in the ball game. 37-30. Bargey across the timeline. Almost, and he'll call timeout. He's trapped. So good play there by Braun. Got the quick trap. We'll take a quick timeout. Be back right after this.
Hello, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I want to talk to Mrs. Rader. She's my teacher.
What's she been teaching you?
Today we learned how to dial 411.
Well, then you should be able to get the right numbers from now on. So why are you calling Fort Recovery Insurance Agency?
I asked for the price for something for everyone, and 411 gave me this number.
We've got something for everyone with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Just call 888-375-4181.
I'm going to get an A on my homework.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. Jot it down Wednesday through Saturday, February 17th to the 20th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are 10 to 20% off. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And if you want to save time, pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, February 17th to the 20th. Stop in and save.
And welcome back to the Fort Side Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, 42.2 seconds left. 37-30, Indians trailing. They need a miracle here if they're going to get something done.
Yeah, we definitely need to get a steal right away. If not, get the foul. And going to have to get buckets in a hurry. Got a foul.
Going to have to give the foul. They'll give it in the backcourt. So Bargey will walk down to our left, and he'll have a one-and-one. A 5'10" sophomore. He's got 9 points. He can get double digits if he makes these free throws. Indians are hoping for some misses, and they need to get something going in a hurry.
This kid a baseball player, too?
He is.
His brother a lefty from a few years ago?
He's not near as good as his brother. Brother was a really good player, graduated a year ago from Versailles. First free throw up and good. Actually, he might be a junior. Is he a junior?
I don't know. He wasn't on the roster.
He's probably up on
he
the varsity.
He is a junior. Yeah, 5'8 junior.
Yeah. So he ought to be playing well out here.
I agree.
Rebound down to Wendell. Missed free throw. 38-30. Indians need to go quick. Wendell kicks it out to Pearson. Three ball on the way. Go glass. No good. Pearson runs it down. Got to go again. Sutter, three ball from the corner. No good. And rebound down to Jones. So pretty much going to end here. 38-30. Going to call a foul, and Jones will walk to the other end. So 23.6 left. Indians have gotten plenty of opportunities, Jeff. They've got nobody to blame but themselves. They have a lot of good shots that they haven't made that they could easily be in this game or above.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, we shot 19% first half, but we missed a lot of high-percentage shots, to be honest. And we've gotten stops and obviously haven't scored off of those.
So Jones will have a free throw. First one up and no good. Left on the rim. Caden Wendell. Here he comes on the push. Down it goes to Sutter. Three ball on the way out of the corner. No good. Rebound loose on the deck and picked up by Versailles. And May will get the rebound, and he'll walk to the other end. So Carter May got a chance to get on the board tonight. He's been shut out so far in the old homecoming here. Grandma and Grandpa back in full recovery. Might as well knock these two in. 38-30, it doesn't really matter. May, good-looking young man at 6'4", only a freshman. Dad was a pretty good player. Uncle was a really good player. Grandpa was a good player. So basketball's in the blood. He makes his first free throw, 39-30, 14.4 seconds left here. This one's just about what the final score is going to be. 40-30 makes the second free throw, and it comes to Clayton Pearson. He'll push it down the floor. Goes over to Braun. Three ball on the way. Go glass. No good. Don't foul. Up, Travis Sutter missed it. No good. Rebound down to Richards. And the clock will expire. 3-2-1. Pretty good ball game, Jeff. Again, Indians had some opportunities.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Probably one of our worst shooting performances of the year, I would have to guess. Missed a lot of shots we typically make. And just dug a hole early and it had to dig out of it.
So teams will shake hands here in front of us, and in good ball game. Indians trail 12-0 to start it, and they lose 40-30 tonight. Got it as close as four. What we'll do is we'll take a timeout to, again, you're going to listen to varsity basketball in just a little bit, play a couple commercials for you, play a couple songs, and we'll be back with the intro, and we'll have varsity basketball tonight from the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, and Brian Patch will join us. Again, so we'll take a timeout. We'll see you back in about 10 minutes.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.